went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Back at it with a Second Date Update.
Oh, yes. We love our Second Date Update.
Ooh, trying to bring love together doesn't always work out. Sometimes your face does not look the way you presented it on your Facebook page.
That's correct.
There are so many other ways. But this morning we have Rob on the phone. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We are good.
Oh, we're good. How are you?
No, well, I will find out by the end of this call, I guess.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I love it. Tell us, who did you go out on a date with?
So, I met Catherine on Bumble. And, I mean, we seemed to hit it off, and it was cool. And we both really like coffee shops, you know, reading and watching movies and whatever. So we decided to meet at Hellbox Cafe in Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, look, I'll admit it. I'm super nervous about first dates, but I do want to meet someone. And, you know, I mean, I thought things went well, but, you know, now I can't find her anymore. So,
I'm just,
it's just kind of sticking with me. I can't let it go. I'm like curious what happened.
Oh, so you met at so you met on Bumble. You went to a coffee shop. You had really great conversation. And then, like, how did it end? Or did it end?
Yeah.
No, it was pretty chill. Just like a hug. And then, you know, let's, you know, do this again sometime. And that was about it. I mean, you know, it wasn't like, you know, massive fireworks. But I thought it was, you know, pretty chill. And I'd like to see her again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, coffee shops are a nice initial meeting, right? Just to check each other out and see how it goes.
Yeah, and it's we both like that, so I thought that would be a real easy, you know, low-pressure way to meet.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, we will figure this out. We're going to play a song, then when we get back, we'll call Miss Catherine and see why she's not gotten back to you. How long has it been?
Oh, we're a couple weeks now.
Okay,
weeks in.
Yeah.
Are you, like, continually going back to that coffee shop to see if you could see her?
No.
Oh, you should.
I'm nervous, but I'm not weird.
All right. That's good.
That's a stalker way.
Yeah.
All right. What's happening next? Hopefully a second date between Rob and Catherine. We're Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Tracy, we got our boy Rob on the phone.
Yeah.
He met Miss Catherine on Bumble, so she chose him.
Yes, she did. And he said they seemed to really hit it off. They met at Hellbox Cafe in Middleton. I've been to that coffee shop. It's really good. He said he was nervous, though. He gets nervous on first dates, but thought everything went well. So he can't think of, like, why she hasn't gotten back to him.
And it's been a couple weeks, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love how your persistence.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's very respectful about it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So you, again, have not shown up at any location outside of that coffee shop, like her house.
Right.
Where she gets her waxing done.
No, nothing like that.
Oh,
okay,
good. All right. Good.
All right, so we're going
to I just want to know what happened. Like, I think ghosting is just such a, that's horrible. Don't do that to someone.
I agree. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
All right, we're going to call Catherine. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Catherine?
Yeah, this is Catherine.
First off, that's a beautiful name. That's my mom's name.
Oh.
And it's my daughter's middle name. So,
oh, nice.
We were just calling to say that we love you.
Yeah, that's all we were calling for, actually.
Bunch of broads calling you up saying we love you.
Yep.
Hey, girl, this is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Why are you calling me?
Well, we figured you'd ask that.
Yeah.
Okay. We could be calling you because you're the latest winner for Diva 4 Day, you know, where you get your pamper on with one of your girlfriends, but that's not it.
Nope.
We're calling because there's someone else that would like to pamper you probably personally. You met him on Bumble. His name is Rob.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. What?
You remember Rob, don't you?
Yes. I remember Rob.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, give us the deeds, girl.
Yeah, girl.
I mean, what happened?
You had some coffee.
Well, he was cute and nice, and I liked him, but he showed up to our date with his, like, bro best friend without telling me.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I thought people knew that it's just the two of you on a first date, but he brought a friend.
Wow.
He actually brought a friend.
It wasn't his boyfriend, was it?
Okay, you got to ask
mean,
now.
I don't know.
You have to ask these
I don't, you know. Let's
just don't know these
this
days.
This will be a happy threesome at the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
So this really was his brosif?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, on our first date. And I was just like, okay, no.
Did he sit with you both?
Yeah.
Yes, he sat with
he
us.
Did?
It was like we were all hanging out. And it felt like a waste of time because I just wanted to get to know Rob.
Right.
And, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Please tell me, like, they showed up in basketball shorts with their basketball. Like, they just got done.
Luckily, they were dressed normally. I think I would have walked out, maybe.
That would have been even better.
Hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So you're having a conversation with him and his buddy.
Yes.
Well, wow. This makes sense now, girl.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's not wait anymore because he's probably twiddling his own balls by now because I'm like, he's been waiting weeks to talk to you, honey. Rob has actually been on the phone the entire time because you're on Second Date Update, girl. And Rob, my man.
Rob.
What are you doing?
Okay.
What?
Say hi, by the way.
Yeah, say hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Yep.
No, I get nervous really easy, and my you know, I was told my friend I was just going to the coffee shop. He goes, oh, it's just a coffee shop. He goes, come on, I'll hang out, you know, we'll just kind of hang out together, and if it's really just relaxed, then, you know, there's no pressure as it being a date or anything. You just can kind of get to know each other slowly, and I thought that you know, I don't know, that clearly didn't work, but.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No three throws
there. I mean,
there.
You could have just, like, told me, I don't know, just like be upfront.
Yeah.
Come by yourself and be like, I'm nervous. That's better than bringing your friend.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the classic.
That's
like,
hard. That's hard. Okay. It's just hard. Okay. I get nervous, you know.
I think it's okay. I think, you know what, because we used to do this, let's be honest, girls, we always have our phone on us in case our date goes down south. We act like we call our girlfriend and be like, oh, what's wrong? Yeah. I have to go home.
Exactly.
My kid's sick you know what I mean? You always have like your wing woman in the back.
You have your wing woman in the back though, far away. 10, 15 miles away.
Okay.
You know,
Rob, I really like you, but we're not in high school or like middle school. You don't bring like a friend on a date. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was it a hangout or a date?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. This is the big question, Catherine. He is calling.
Yeah.
And we are calling you now because we were curious if you'd like to go on a second date.
Yeah.
Without his bro.
Yeah, without his bro.
I mean, I'm definitely open to that because I feel like I didn't get to know him one-on-one. So I would definitely give him a second chance.
Good. That sounds good.
That's great.
Rob, are you happy?
Yes, I will come alone. I promise.
Ooh. Oh, that's nice. Very good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yay. So listen,
cool.
Tracy and I will send you two out on a date on us. And so we just hope you have a fabulous time. And remember, just keep it between you two.
Yeah, just you two.
Even when you get to your house.
Right, don't bring
you
a friend
two.
To
don't
the house.
Ask him to come over to the house.
Uh-uh.
No.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
He can go to Tracy's house. Here.
Yeah, your friend can come to my house, Rob. Yes. Always here to
him,
help.
I'll let him know that.
Yes, always here to help. I want this day to work out for you.
Krista in the morning rush on 93.1 Jams.